dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
All right. It's another great week, and we've got another great podcast for you today. Thank you so much for dialing us up. We appreciate you being here. We're continuing our conversation this week with Mr. Kirk Bowman, who is founder of Campus to Career, and we're talking about soft skills. Now, if you didn't hear last week's podcast, please go back and have a listen, because we talked about what soft skills are and what's needed in the workplace. Today, we're going to go a little bit deeper because Kirk also coaches people for job interviews. We're going to be talking about soft skills to help set you apart for that next hiring manager, but also something that I'm really curious about. How do you keep your soft skills from getting way too soft? We're going to continue our conversation with Mr. Kirk Bowman coming up next. Please stay with us.
Please hold for the next available representative. Average wait time is 30 seconds. Please stay on the line. The Ethan Walton conference call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
We're continuing our conversation this week with Mr. Kirk Bowman of Campus to Career. Kirk, we probably have people listening right now that are thinking about taking their next step in their career. And I know that you help with a lot of coaching and people in job interviews. What are some of those soft skills that we need to remember when we're in that job interview to make us stand out for that hiring manager?
Some of the basics that I see people stand out that really makes an impression on me, or I've coached others on, is just the communication piece of it. So communicating your accomplishments on your resume, in the interview, be able to provide specific results, specific examples of how you achieved results. You know, your resume should be that list of accomplishments and, you know, what you actually achieved versus a list of job duties and, you know, responsible for ... You know, being able to bring that to the table, and then to be able to really showcase those soft skills. So showcase how you've collaborated with others, use critical skills to find a solution. And remember that the interview is a two-way conversation. We on the interviewing side are probably just as nervous as you are, because this is the first time we're meeting. So ask us some questions. Be real. You know, we don't need to know about your entire life, but, you know, humanize it a little bit. And that's something that I coach people on, is remember it's a two-way conversation. Ask some questions about the company, not basic questions that you can Google. So ask questions about culture, or what do you like most about your job, or what does success in this role look like? Those types of questions. If you have to write those down to remember them, do it. Just don't have that, oh, I don't have any questions for you answer at the end whenever they ask you. That can leave a negative impression and say, okay, well, they were just kind of here winging it.
Right.
So come into the interview prepared. I think that's the biggest thing, is preparation, communication, and to really show them what you got.
All right, Kirk, here's the one that I've been dying to ask you. I've worked for, you know, managers that will take teams through a soft skills training or recommend, you know, you need to work on your soft skills, you know, when you have your yearly evaluation. How do you make sure that the soft skills aren't getting too soft? Does that make sense? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good question. And I think a good answer, maybe not the answer, because there could be many, is that we really need to know the why behind the skills. So the why meaning that, you know, what's the outcome of developing my communication skills? Will bettering my critical thinking skills benefit me, my team, my customers, et cetera? So what's the end result? What's the goal? And then practice, you know, so we can go to workshops and read books, but if we're not actually taking that from head to heart to hands, we're not going to remember it. and it's probably, you know, those soft skills will get softer because we're not actually practicing them. So putting those actions into practice, I think, is really critical. And then, you know, be adaptive. Always be learning. You know, be that lifelong learner, that lifelong student of everything, and seek out new ways, new ideas, learn what's going on in other industries and how that might affect, you know, learn from other cultures. So always have that learning attitude, that mindset, I think helps you keep those skills from getting too soft. It's, again, keeping that tool sharp is actually using that tool.
Well, and I want to kind of ask you one follow-up just on communication, because it's such a broad topic, and you touched on kind of the generational part of it, you know, with the texting, with, you know, electronic communication. In your experience, are you finding that as people strive to really build their soft skills, being great listeners, being great communicators, we are now afraid of conflict?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we are. It's hard to have hard conversations. It's hard to stand up and speak your mind or present an idea for fear of being shot down,
right,
or for fear of having someone disagree with that. You know, I'm very early. I'm literally 30 pages into Brené Brown's Dare to Lead. In her book, she talks about rumbling with vulnerability, you know, having those hard conversations. Because they are hard, people don't have them. And when you don't have them, things get worse because things go overlooked or turned a blind eye to. So, but to be able to, she called it armor, you know, take the armor off, be who you are, and present it, you know, with courage and with bravery to say, this is my idea, or let me tell you some behaviors I've observed with you as an employee. Let's talk about this. How can we help? To really call it out, that can resolve it so much faster and so much easier versus letting it go. So, but I think just naturally humans are afraid of conflict.
Well, I know Campus to Career works with people at all levels of career growth from all around the world. How can we get in touch with you, learn more about what your team offers, and really take advantage of some of the tools from Campus to Career?
So the best way is through our website, and that is campus2career.com. It's actually campus-2-career.com. Long story on the domain name, or via LinkedIn. So you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm very active on the platform, or Campus to Career has a company page there. So I'm always open to connecting. You know, selfishly, if you're looking for an awesome career in hospitality, don't be a stranger. Let's talk. Campus to Career has been out there for almost 10 years now. We've got some pretty good search results. So if you just Google Campus to Career or Kirk Bowman, B-A-U-M-A-N-N, you're going to find me or you're going to find the website. So lots of great resources out there, hundreds of posts, easy, digestible content. Most of the posts should take less than 5 minutes to read. Again, don't be a stranger. We'd love to connect, reach out, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm a pretty social guy, so it shouldn't be hard to find.
Well, I've got a link in our podcast description that'll take you to the Campus to Career website. And once again, I appreciate you. Kirk Bowman, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate the information on the soft skills.
All right, thank you.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.